Good evening, comrades, and welcome to the November 2024 edition of Poet Radio. For obvious reasons, a cloud of disgust hangs in the air, but we move forward in the nature of humanity. To the airwaves this evening, we're bringing the work of a writer I've wanted to have on the show for a long while, who would seem to be a perfect fit for the occasion. Bruce Andrews is a poet I first met at the Poetry Project in the middle of the 1990s. Having appreciated his work and having had an essay published in a great little one-off zine titled I Am a Child, Poetry After Bruce Andrews and Robert Duncan prior to the occasion, I was glad to meet him and valued his friendliness. It was an odd time for me. I had begun to seriously apply technology to literary projects, and not every poet was enthused by this turn. But Bruce approached me with outstretched hand, and we've gotten along rather well over the years. Author of numerous volumes of poetry, and for many years a professor at Fordham in political science, he's one of the quote-unquote founding members of the Language School, who co-edited with Charles Bernstein Language magazine. He's an energetic and delightful innovator with words and phrasings. I often hear his poems as a type of lingual music, in addition to whatever other content they present. I'm looking forward to hearing his work on the program today. Glad we could get together, Bruce.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know if you would recall it or not, but a number of years ago, Town Lynn, Sarah Dowling, and I took on one of your Mobius pieces, Center, for the an edition of Penn Sound's Poem Talk. I always liked how you start the piece we discussed with the line, I make the rules here. And I'm happy to let you make the rules here since you're at the center of the program this month. So let's proceed. Where do you want to start?
Okay, Chris, I'm going to, since we're 1 week after the disaster, I'm going to read the piece that I read during an all-day election day poetry reading online. This is part C from Make the Bed at Night. Butch Sublime, Jubilee speed bag, woof, free again. Idio Humpty, laptop cancer, cripple cramp, fecal honeymoon, jazz quip bloodless clot, white dude narcissism high-fiving its fan base, creepy bounty, that stump hurt, the army of unoccupation, the best things in life are free. The gays are not goose-stepping, owner watched the looting, swagaholic local riffraff, whose jig is up? I am a youth services librarian. Honky, bankrolled, juice to confess, I want a black guy. Jack officers, pay cost, flick it, save it. All hail Lord Business Boardwalk, Boardwalk, Boardwalk. Mass delinquency, covers blown, new kind of kick. Vote, don't dote, the temptations of getting something for nothing. Unannounced dog and pony show, star machine nemesis. C-R-E-E-P, creep, need cash, fix it, our corruptionists, broken uniform chopping perfectibly, bootlicker cut through the mustard, slang king strut why gun-shy city dump, pigs of empire, all you really want is money. It's such a rock and roll move to call the jam from your knees. Fear of the frack, fanfare cattle prod, music is ripped off, we can dig it. Pick your battles in a prank. Fart through your pursed lips. Talk through your ass chips. You have no friends. Is all crime narrative? Nook account. Fossil. Oops. Status. Blunt quo. Vomit face. Opening for mannequin pussy. No point. No hope. No nothing. Trash. Stun. Popeye. Hands up. Don't shoot. Swallow your ankles. Shameless. Rich but dead. Hokum, competitive pepper spray, overamped to silly putty extremes, Americanized microaggression, the splat is back, sentences that need a hot comb, Muppets partnering with Chick-fil-A, too many breadsticks, hopeless mirage of otherwise embattled brain, social bot, performative schmaltz, silence equals debt, cluster f*** wannabe, oh, but we do. Cocoon, look-alike, little gone daddy. Don't want to go to work. Circular karate chop, pretty please. Panic to let us get what we want. Bouncy beat bull. smoke-colored razzle-dazzle sensationalist. Cushy murders by grouping, and everybody playing in the snack world. Lumpen, Vampire Academy. Control the means of reduction. Fender. Car or guitar. Club meh. Playback one boy ago. Optional or optionable. An immaculate slaughterhouse. Deep water, squirt gun to face. Chatting or cheating. David Bowie wants ideology to set the boredom free. Upstage gigolo diaper. Just ass and it shall be. Jam-packed, jam-packed. Slumping for dollars. Injustice is our guardian doggerel in unison. The immediate dollar, very unparty cliche grandeur. Dance moms in Gaza, a declamatocracy. Prepaid quantum risk improper slang migration. Your face looks honest, but we can't put it in the cash register. Let teenagers sleep in. The socially disadvantaged pay your respects to right-wing extremists. Save energy, concentrate people. Trouble will find you. You're less on fire if you're feeling superior. Things got funny quick. Dear catastrophe, what is actually going wrong? Crap tacit. So next, I want to read several pieces that are done in collaboration with my lifelong partner, Sally Silvers, the choreographer, and who's also now a poet and a photographer. And we did a piece, a collaborative book together called Upstage, which was, it's the name of a famous rock club in Asbury Park, New Jersey, where we have a little apartment 5 years ago now. And we did this project of me collecting and then collaging and making texts based exclusively on signage. So words that I, not as in Hannah Wiener, that I saw on people, but words that I saw on stickers, on posters, on t-shirts, on advertisements, on store windows, etc. in Asbury, and it was coupled with a series of photographs of that Sally did also in Asbury during the pandemic. So that's, I'll read about five of these. This is BBB, the first of them. Cash for diabetic test strips, touch, glide, and feel back in only more vulnerable to being eaten. Don't be me too done CrossFit and you look hot to protect your lungs, osmos, mouth breather, skinny dipper, Duncan, you are enough where you blow broken teeth, grinder spoon, no poop and flow the po, flow, pee, zone, exo, 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 scissor hands, sound effect, magnetivity, kids, zero, hot, hustle, pause, let it flow, feeling sick today, long neck, paddle on, goodbye, lucha roma. Solid scent club, fetal rage, pollinator vibes, mighty mouth. Please walk your wheels. My lonely heart, grateful heart, craving ice cream. Main food, flying insects, candy, quick med, cavity, bloodshot, tempting kiss, slowly, continual, improvement, best friend, just do it, verb, spumoni, blood, dead, blood, get arbor, do feel better, surf better. Had nervous triggers, whipped cream to any pinch, one less inch, oozy heels, l'amour et le message, massage, l'amore et il messaggio, jumping jack, wacky tabacky, just a matter of time, yummy, yummy, fireball, ick, jiffy, all procedure, skies out, thighs out, follow your heart, back to back, chop your mop, only do it if I love you, you want to breathe, suicide prevention, do not walk around table, please do not sit in this chair. And this is BCC. F asterisk CK, it all stag clash city party yoga class or pour a glass, LOL, I see you too. Shout salvation, Rukus pet the rat, rocks, grooming world famous pastime, but I'm not fighting alone cats against Romney 2012 last Romeo e Julieta boudoir. Bite varsity pinball down the hatchet axe throwing F-U-C-D-I-S-O-B-E-Y. self-step executioner understood. A true feminist has a penis. Sectronics, abominable vote. Females prefer to mate with males that have the longest and most symmetrical tails. Revolution per hell, void, no bite me, wrecking crew, the each new police, bad little dick man, foodie, stash, underground, up generation, solo basura. Safe paw, private island rebel. Gear up and go, y'all, we've been boozed, bitchin', fat eye, rock cute, self-made, uncle meat, loves you. Schizophrenic rock and roll madness. We don't bite. We suck. Le Weekend, fart party, illegal circle jerk podcast, chicas, cheer, stinger up, jersey, monkey, blood on the saddle. Speakeasy, rent a fence, gym, power flow, boys, cheap, go. Join the conversation. Unisex don't work, bo, be happy. I kick the keg, guy, puppet, demolition, man. Dogs are better than people. Don't make me ask. You've annoyed, you are enough orange, the new asshole, no drinking this volunteering point. Here is BAC. Honest chaos odyssey, blood's hot puppet, most valuable poets, built to thrill, you already know straws, suck eye, private bubblegum festivity, utopia of rules, cleanse and detoxify, glitter face mask, solterior motives, insect pest tight, lipped so tight, today's soup is beef. One of a kind, honey. Stop the car. Ray, store, iron whale, devil's claws, smart mobility, hong over, smash sauce. Oh, hello. We make cake, rock, shrink, your messy humans when you leave. 75, up, LL, vital, ventures, haunted houses, deviate the plan, fried Oreos, do not double stack, lick, hick, Sally forever, witness, self-understood, summer is dead, 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 ignite, factory distance, not in effect, hardcore, tater tots, the exoparasite multiplies, trays, white linen, suit, play here, we brew for you, you get it or you don't, paint the town pink, all waffle, trick please, take a book, the super bad, deadbolt pork roll captures what quality looks like, sardine can crowding, retro inspired, slim jim meeting, canceled weather, capital of the world, killing time dream, architects, scoop that poop, this vehicle stops at all railroad crossings, Sunday, fun day, goober crew, temporarily closed one shower at a time, monkey boxing on monkey fist denim repair when all this crazy mess hopefully ends, subject to search, high rail just us, firefighter run like a girl, you are beautiful, other sizes available, head high in flip-flops, don't let them go. This is ACB. There is no planet B. Beach box, super, big, brolic, baby, the board on board, the ones you forgot, the remote is mine. Mix and match, color, meme, funny, and learn to fly. Have you seen this man? Eat responsibly, adult D, gavel. Three cards and the truth, I'm with goodness, happy, memorial, canon, Monday, Skittles, SSS, stay safe. We will get through this groovy graveyard together after school, activating head high, climate denier, hybrid fantastic. The blue bishops sharing the stroke, think no one is watching. Pump no knockoff, knockoff, waste the upstag, bad shapes, run for life. Dub proof, fluffhead, one drop sign, shop, number matching, cat got your tongue, but please call us first. Fear the tilly shape, sorting clock surrounded by the best fragile ecosystems. Oh, hell yeah, you may say I'm a dreamer, ice melter, first player, second player, jigsaw, youth, last waltz, duo, solo, recyclables, happy feminist, weed farmer, haunting trend, kill, heck, fried Oreos, say no more often, BFF, jelly ring, black rock, go home now, rags and more. Fisherman headquarters, God's unconditional love, still practiced here. The saucer zombie, hoax MFG, gloom void, wrecking crew lives, bonfires blazing all for the cup, cleanse it all way, horizon anchors away, master sweep, grim garden hardcore for the freaks delivering while distancing. Help! The pledge. Obsolete fetal rage. Oh no. Live life in full. Be excellent to each other's bloom. Beekeepers, save the world. 2 million flowers at a time. You're standing too close. And one more of these. There's 27 in all. This is six of them. This is CBC. The last of these. Middle mother fingers up aren't sexy. The gutbuster vehicle connect cornrows. Vote no. Let's party. Our dress code is kinky twist bikinis all year long. Really good at not being really good. How you doing, kid? Gays for shame Trump 2020 battle empanada guy against hunger. Let them eat gelato where my dog's at. Closed, help wanted, change built badass. Cardi B gave bat ola COVID-19 necessitas comida club clout fret cash. I keep snakes and I vote the ultimate beach lifestyle body draft youth pork. That boy, you go fast. Resist, organize, vote. Don't die, ghetto vicious nerd girl. Don't honk if you're interested. Separate but together, see the hostess with the mostess. Indemnify, swisher, guarmaids, bang. If you're feeling hot up in here, go the f*** home. I conquered the locals only cow, girl power. Tailgate, bicycle, mafia, you rock, raised fist, propaganda. I don't like jail. They got the wrong kind of bars in there. Busted shame, bam, bam, moonstruck, social animal, tango, felons ask for consent to pet. Build bridges, not walls. We buy spouses. Trade-ins welcome. Personalized gifts while you wait. My safe word is takeout. Never work with colleagues or friends. Do they do ticket? I'm an asshole. I wear fur. Stick and twisted thrash and burn snitch chemical dark row company gin war. Come shop. If it floats, we'll call it a boat. If it sinks, we'll sell it as an anchor. Money talks smack to report Hepcat problem or emergency Doc Rotten outlaw women's retreat results in nest failure. The new queer conscience hell with Gilligan regains possession. Unique domestics salvage a life. Don't be a dick. We accept food stamps. Pleases more men, avenge as needed. Play over.
Let me cut in for a second just to ask you a little bit about the poems. So these are, you say these are all, it's like a sampling poem. Like you're getting phrases from walking down the street or online or...
Yep,
or
it's all lives, all on the boardwalk or in the streets, nothing online.
Uh-huh, well, that's interesting.
So it's a snapshot of Asbury Park during the pandemic.
So that's how you see it functioning, really. Because it's kind of hidden well with a couple of, like, well-known mottos of companies. Mm-hmm. You might not know that. You just might think it's a wild poem.
Right.
And that's, which is good. So when I was setting up, I noticed you have all these cards or sheets of paper. And so would you be walking around with the paper?
Yes. And so I mentioned this to you when you came in. I said 40 years ago, maybe a little more than 40 years ago, my writing life technologically changed when I bought a paper cutter. So everything I've written in the last 40 years, I started writing about 55 years ago now, has been on 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, usually scrap paper with interesting stuff on the back, cut into six. So I basically walk around with these piles of cards and I'll be able to jot things down in conversation. I'll jot things down going to readings. I'll hear a word. I'll think of another word. I'll write it down in movies and dance performances, et cetera. So this was all stuff done outdoors, you know, in Asbury Park during the pandemic. So
fascinating. And the name of the book again is...
It's called Upstage.
Upstage.
And I have one to give you later.
So what is Sally's role in the book?
Sally did the photographs.
Okay.
So each, there's 27 pieces, and they're paired with 27 photographs. And it's all thematically arranged in my arcane ABC structure, which everything I do is organized down to. So it's AA, everything I... So here's what I do editing-wise these days. I will generate hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cards. I call them cards, these small pieces of paper. then I'll sort them into thematically into A, B, and C. A having to do more with formal matters, the mind, epistemology, philosophy, religion, topics, vision, the eyeball, things like that. B will have to do more with the body, the gender issues, identity, subjectivity, physical nature aspects, and C tends to be more social or political. So I'll organize everything into A, B, C, and then I'll sort those into A, B, C, and then I'll sort those again into A, B, C. So currently I'm working off 81 sections, so 3 times 3 times 3 times 3. And what I found was when I've done that, maybe a little less obvious in this Asbury piece, in Upstage, but when I do that, I will come up with maybe 100 words that will be CCCC, let's just say. And that way I can see if there's repetition, but also it's almost as if it's automatically organized thematically without me having to sit down and write a poem about some small topic.
The process you're using does that, right, on its own. So
hopefully, if it works.
Well, it's interesting because
in other words, that it has a certain coherence without it being imposed at the beginning.
Right. You know. No, I get it. Interesting, Bruce. So what's next?
So here's a piece that Sally and I perform too often, where she's improvising movement, and I'm reading this piece. We've done this a bunch of places. It's called Snow Pony. If, to taste test pinkish hypno hormone prowl, a copycat never never land, a jump cut never never land, see what, not, why, did, don't, big noise, picking up your blur, kitsch, Crisco, kookery, betcha goo, fill in the blinks, hello, aorta, pixel bustier, yo, to aloha skeletal kickbacks, you're the organ grinder here, roughhouse to zippy, fait accompli, scatter invents, diagonal with some shag pixie yesified, slant land redemptivitis, what I want is how it isn't. Ballroom, say so, props that cheat, chewy furniture, spellbound hellhound, hot buttered anything pulp your tact, one toy wish, you are one tasty thing, marinated optimism, Popeye Dada. I'm characterizing, okay? You're in the wrong species. Ipso fiasco, naughty by nurture. Literacy is boss. Va-va-voom. Ape the usual. Bleep of the century. Moody to max. Fluffy. Accurate. Big bam. Don't play with my underwire. Speak to the bite. Show me the giblets. Sling onto brain. Make me blow my whistle. Unwilling to take interpersonal risks. Girlish. Cooperative. The heart runs errands. Lays hands behind back. Retinal wig out mysterioso. Three-headedness. We ain't gonna give it back. Splash test. Chaosophy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Torso. Run amucks. Failing your anger management tutorial. Ain't we got it right? Fuzzy your rabbit, cut to the choice. You have beautiful minutia, jingle bells, come flip the future, or don't feed this animal. We could be less bubbly. We could be party lighting. We could form teams. Ho. Che. Sudsiest. Orbitizzy. Red light. Never skins one. Wink, wink, say no more. Little extras, catnip mountains, mind your own candy store. Your styling, your money, relax, dear. Surveillance does that to me. In the past, tense is so possessive. Sizzleable membrane jalapeno in the USSA. Chuckleheader, mosh clit. Ting-a-ling. Finally, prognosis licked clean. Power makes me think. Ecstatic syntax post-glitching. Pillow, verticals, jubilee per crush. Make a faucet with our fist. Squeeze me another boundary. Mapping the slurp, exorcissy beef heart, cupcake, a love bite setup, performative hula. handwritten typo, justify the night. The eye, that empty suit, slang pupae, large bounce, parentheses standing at attention. Salmantuno wa wanko, let me be your prisoner of war. Biology of tomorrow, raw, toyish, jackpot giggle. Who blew the whistle on the pom-poms? Smile that. Sultrier obsessiveness. Chiffon protein. Gimmicks go platinum. Bigger, bigger, milking Ritmo Optimo squiggle. I will opt. Lickety split. Bust up the muzzle. Stutter stepping banquet. A teddy in denial. A pronoun hostess. Not that you would. Not that you would. Not that you would. Adorado. Fire next time. Gag me a transition. Toss off the blink.
The other day we were talking on the phone. You mentioned you were doing your own remake of Dante. I was wondering if anything you've read so far is part of that.
No. So that's the project I did after, let me think. Well, I did a version of Dante's Paradise called Lip Service about 20 years ago that Coach House Press put out. This time I'm doing something which is a more elaborate hybrid project. So it's not so much that I'm reworking the poem as that I'm working off the themes of it and combining that with lots of other detailed nonfiction information and in a collage. And that comes out of the project that I worked on most of last year, which I got hooked into by the translator of this Russian transgressive novelist, Vladimir Sorokin, who was a student of a good buddy of mine from Columbia. And he got me interested in looking at Sorokin's work and looking at the discussions around it about fiction. I don't really read fiction much anymore at all, so this was a little bit of a plunge for me, but it had to do with the war in Ukraine and my disgust with Putin and Russia's policies. Sorokin had a place in Berlin. He was also a painter. He's written many, many novels, and they're very getting translated right now into English, and is getting some play here. So I just embarked on this project where I would work off of thinking about fiction, thinking about sort of metafictional theorizing, thinking about performance, thinking about some of the many, many themes that are involved in Sorokin's work, thinking about Russian history, thinking about war, imperialism, violence, immorality, corruption of all kinds. Lots of sexual material is involved in Sorokin's work. So I just started combining this into various forms. And one of them was a performance piece that I did, so-called neo-benchy piece that I did with Sally performing, where we were up in Hudson and in a converted church performing with the backdrop of the last 5 minutes of the film It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, Sally improvising on stage, and I'm over on the side reading this text, which I included this in this book that I've just, the manuscript that I've just finished, last year, on Sorokin, which was called Zombies Plus Clones Plus Ready-Mades, Reading Vladimir Sorokin. So this piece, this neo-benchy performance text, is called A Lifetime of Enthusiasms. Spoiler, intellectual treasure hunt. Night spins, invites slow looking. Gizmo head snapping in a bubble. Can't think of a pink elephant. Nonsensical big nothing theory. Mugged by reality. I love captions. On the vaporetti of cinematic time loops. Never understand it. That's why you remember it. Dreamer's big mistake goes viral. Lopsided spin off from this presumptive vantage point in soft landing scenario. Optimists to the end. Special recap. Our middle name in verse. This is effing crazy. Smell desperation of everything for everybody. Surreptitiously illegal kooky quantum leap. Staccatoed the X. Name drop. World gone mad. Exhibit a-hole. Meta theory is hiring. Emphasis on if. Writing into the future. Whiplashy. Plot device. We stand for anything. Consequences. Follow orders. Ha 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 ha. May seem far-fetched. Enough. Maybe. Enough. As if it's a phantom limb. Teeny error. Straight misdirection. Joins the wish list. We are one another's problem. Abandoned ship. Money is all pretend. 360-degree photography. Wanted dead or alive, going to extremicize. Go, go, gadget. Lemmings, the video game. Thigh spacer or butt spacer. Declare a war on gravity. Pleasure equals pleasure. Oops. Fox chews off its own trapped foot. If this happens, if that happens, a whirlpool stress test. Hello, goodbye, and everything in between. Your own discombobulated non-self and transformed into an intimate gathering space. It don't worry me. You are my boarding pass. Just swinging when it counts. Aye. Maybe I forgot to push go. There woulda, shoulda. Creature tempo, bent in bed. Just like that. Bingo. Peek, touch, rub. Doesn't jiggle. Parachuted in heart failure brand. Use pillowcases to catch the air, and broad jumps to get a vasectomy, to decapitate or insolventolate. Kicky, slap. Nobody gets buttered. Wobbly whipsaw moves on one leg. Movement makes lubrication. Prefer finger flip, iffy knee jerk, turn back time. Attach jumper cables to your nipples. Just the word blowhole is a poem by itself. All hell is going to break loose. Crash the party as self-assassination instead of drooping down into old age. The miniatures zip it. It's finger licking gone. Noise. Inaudible. Noise. Cherry bomb. Real bad. Looks so busted. Romper room. Ooze it or lose it. Like the cats bringing in the dead mouse. It's always somebody else's fault. Id control that went for the throat. #, strap in. Hopes that help. Your big catchphrase, unanimity. Break the noose. And you were my collateral. Could've, doesn't count. Casting some Pollyanna pinheads. Santa Clausification. Why can't it be like it is on television? Who are the pawns? Who are the rooks and knights? Who are the bishops and queens? Dumb Quixote. Sure thing. You always need backup. So much fun. S-Y-L-F. Statues you'd like to fuck. You cannot throw yourself a surprise party. Houdini of cash now. Stand back. Stand by. Don't have to worry about you, but like to worry about you. The closer they get to bodily harm, the more intriguing the music soundtrack gets. Surrender posture. Smash and grab. Even the GPS tracker on your butt is enjoying itself. Smackdown. Shake your money maker for Tinkerbell. Wackadoodle lit diffuse. Or punch me with a Judy bat. Takes us back, way back. Last whiz bang hurrah. Let it happen. Dancing with a cutout. The so far scorecard on the installment plan. Let me show you. The future has no index. Scene queen and against rhymes with everybody. No control. Best night ever party. Quote, you made this world. We didn't. Unquote. Mm. So that's one of the things that's in part one of this now maybe 300 page manuscript I have, zombies, clones and ready-mades, writing, reading Vladimir Sorokin. There's a bunch of the prose things.
So, Sorokin,
let me read this. I'll read these prose sections at the end. I want to read a couple other things.
Is Sorokin still alive?
Yeah. Sorokin's, I think, he's in his late 60s. He's about 8, 10 years younger than me. He's based in Berlin now. He left Russia. He had a place in Russia and in Berlin. And he left apparently a couple of weeks before the invasion of Ukraine. So he will never go back. So his work is very incendiary in its opposition to contemporary Russian culture and politics and everything else. So,
and how did you get interested in it? Just you, because
it was just this contact with his translator, who I said, you know, he was over there hanging out with his name's Max Lawton, so hanging out with him and Mike Gulston, who was my buddy from the English department at Columbia, Max had been a student of his.
Right.
So, Max was a huge fan of my work and also saw tremendous parallels between it and Sorokin based on the thematics of it and maybe the nastiness of it at times and, you know, the general hoopla around disagreeing with people.
Right, right.
So then I started looking into it, and I was especially intrigued by the very elaborate, mostly European scholarly secondary literature on Sorokin, which maybe I find more interesting to read than I even do reading novels, which I'm not much given to unless they were about novels about assassinations, which I used to read avidly since I was teaching classes on the JFK assassination for decades or so.
For those of you out there in Radio Land, I didn't mention this earlier, but we are recording this session in New York City, so the sirens are Upper West Side. Is that right? We're at the Upper West Side, right? And Bruce's flat. And it's great to hear the poems. And I got a couple of things come to mind hearing them. When you're preparing for a performance, do you rehearse? The poems must be very difficult to read. I mean, the way that you work with language and the juxtapositions of words and parts of speech and things that don't normally go together, I imagine it's got to be pretty challenging.
No, that's nice to hear. Actually, I don't think of anything I do as rehearsing, but I do have to read everything mostly for timing. So it's not as though I'm ever confronting something for the first time right off the typewriter.
Anyway, that was one thing. Other things we can talk about later.
Let me read a couple other different kinds of things. I did a project a bunch of years back on white dialect poetry. And this turned out to be a major genre of American verse in the 19th century with James Whitcomb Riley and others who had a big influence on Dunbar, actually. And a lot of it was also in fiction, so that the key to dialect work, I found at the time, was that you would write the work orthographically so that you didn't require an accent. You would just, if you just literally read the letters the way they were written, you would end up sounding like somebody from Maine or somebody from the far west or somebody from the south or somebody from Appalachia. The Appalachian stuff was what I got interested in, maybe partly because that's where Sally's from. So let me read you one piece from this Success Without Goals project. This was published in an anthology that Q. Lee edited called queensenglish.mp3, Poetry, Philosophy, Performativity. It was published by Roof Books. I had forgotten that. Okay, so this is called Newspapers. Now, these are a little hard to read, so I may be stumbling on this one because I haven't read these in public for a while. Durned hern tote hospital spec gined or perlice shootin' varminty git f spose onder take a four dern melt f passins outen and a dryin' thar f that's Wuskin just year legs di tucken moon sussin and omans expite and hit enter hit a sorter and strickener hit slags and axed larlin newspapers onder your hits nothing outen avener hit and woofless and outen fur afore that noth colina fur and fur experience and kin fur and durned arc just infernal laid woofless fixins haint ner omen k's or feelingly t'other sorter eck call and they's permiscously and snuff t'other instinctner judy omen for just a tween and interwust and larf t'other it gets haint as thar for kin nader powerful and hits nader powerful hits nader skeered powerful killing and observed them haint fur just pose coming tearing and disappointment and just and cussed hit fur and just more there and war hit a tween year sitch arter legs on tangled hit dear natural sorter insultin setting tearing and eating twer monsus gin hit drapped sorter hit fotch fighting and onder buff year legs diar kicking hits just riz and fust enter ain reading and unmixed par specs and ardor and sitch a cussin and squawking and hern and often cane and cotch and out and egg in loon and srs and a hind tucking onto legs foch bray and t'other and eskin a chasin sorter omen fust perlice meda something dreadful vulgar pussins doin order and on don order spec sorter pray and durn fur a travelin arter legs hissin owen scare and hurtin supply and fur her orful bolt holt hit just that thar a swangin or totin and legged again thar legs and hit bewildering and faller grabbing and unbeknownst to feller ounds and totin fur and carried and just and hard just durned eftar sculp har and again next on to omen ain cotch umreller and hit legged just and head histed umrellers t'other and out and on to squat and foch and tearin and a chatter and is fur high and waned and enter and ground and order and umrellers down barking and smashing hit fur the t'other a bustin' winders and a sweepin' and goober off and crackin' hit totch and umrellers a scoopin' and drapin' just thar warrant pussin no code and tuckin a guan dern guan and skearin yeath quake back skeered per nor fur and pussin monsus just hit holt and fetter feller par onto shaftes trottin hosted just a leanin and guan hoss just fuck tuckin just oh wow that mizzled t'other gents and a flying fust winder and purdy giant orful ner hoss onto and betuck hisself nothing and wust skeer per paws a tween and a coming outen and thar umrellers and hosses per lease outer artin umrellers and onder fur larfin and orful and hit tangle legs that squat pray and holler and cuss and crying and enter hosses orful fur tar and again and river hit intendin hit squat t'other again in the onto coulds it thar and myself holts and squats eating and making air and fust ka chug groover arter out and water sorter and yaller and a spreadin' node, pausin' f-thar's year fur drownin'. Stop there.
Is that another type of sampling? poem? I mean, you're saying you're working with the dialect poetry. So it seems to me like you're taking phonemes or parts of words and...
Yeah, from texts.
From texts, yeah. Right. This is a common practice for Bruce Andrews.
Well, I'll find material anywhere. So I'm happy to think of things, and I'm happy to hear things and see things and jot them down. I mean, I don't, as you can tell from the what I said, even about writing things down on cards, I mean, I don't sit down to write a poem. You know, I sit down with piles of cards organized sometimes thematically, sometimes syntactically, and make phrases more like what I used to do this in concert. I would sit with piles of cards and a microphone and compose texts in response to improvising musicians or dancers. So I called it live editing, mm-hmm. which was a practice I was engaged in the 90s and aughts in the downtown improvising world. So that's pretty much how I operate at home. I mean, I'll spread 30 or 40 cards out on the sofa where I'm sitting here in my apartment, and put phrases together, you know.
It's cool. And are you still doing work with musicians? I mean, I remember that when you were busy with that.
Yeah, I am, I guess, still officially the music director and sound designer for Sally Silver's and Dancers choreography projects. We did a giant project of her piece based on Alban Berg's Lulu called Pandora's Cake Stain. We did it at Roulette 3 or 4 years ago where I was collaging a lot of my own improvising music recorded at home along with the music of, you know, Mahler, Schoenberg, Berg, Webern, Strecker, Zemlinsky, and people from the era surrounding Berg. She's doing a new piece in March, so she's starting rehearsal on that, so I'm just about to find out what she's up to in terms of what kind of music she wants. But so, no, I've been doing that. I've been collaborating with her and making music, and sometimes making music outside of working with her for, I guess, since the mid-80s.
Right. So who are the musicians you most recently work with?
Well, in concert with Sally, I've been working mostly with Michael Schumacher, who's an electronic composer and dear friend, who I just saw him last night. He was introducing this series of living room pieces where he's made up, he sells a computer and a speaker system for people to use in their living rooms and have it not randomly, but go through various algorithms of 7,000 or 8,000 sounds that they can then purchase and have their living room environment changed. So he's the person I've been working with most closely. I mean, I come originally out of, to the extent anybody does, out of the downtown free improv school in New York City.
You have some more poems you want to read.
Yeah, let me read. Okay, so I'm going to read some sections from part two of this manuscript, Zombies plus Clones plus Ready-Mades. And this is actual prose. So that's one of the things that I got interested in this project, was actually writing sentences, which I don't usually do. So it's not fiction. There's not characters or plots, and a lot of this comes from online comments and other material that I researched. So this is one. This is part ABC. Disinvite. You may be a surprise wink and nod at ultimatum. That's being a deadbeat. Bets you to fang to pretend to be the heroes of your own destiny, of impeccable unpleasantness. Though not explicitly compulsory, we need actionable tools. All uh-oh. How selfish do we need to get for an alter ego committing a controversity, caught in a couple of infelicities, jacks back and forth across the return of the repressed. Infatuated with emotions X would never acknowledge, but nobody is there to correct us. It's all upended, never ended, velvet overground. Lucky guy, he just gone. It is intolerable. Doggedly humorless self-assurance, enthusiasm, or desire. And gets middle finger up. Grow up. Shut your pie hole. Don't throw up on talk and some of her deviousness versus trivializing and self-pitying. Incurable contact of humans and more than human. Let's undaddy. Don't let them yank your chain by keeping your mouth shut. Shmeow. gyroscopophilia. Hurts me that love you like a monkey chained to a monkey grinder. X will not break your heart. It'll crush it. C-R-U-S-H. Ad hominem finger pointing furtively continues. Everybody, everybody. Back to the jump seats handcuffing itself to be outfoxed. Any self is an accursed share of ilk with what's good for the goose in the rearview mirror. Smokey Robinson creamy, Delphonics creamy, yet couldn't pick you out of a lineup. Exactly when did male falsetto lose most of its flamboyantly expressive smack of casual contrapposto fitting neatly inside their boxes? Materialize that metaphor. Compai, 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 compai. Fools rush in. One of us is next, the next. Quietly, horrified triumph of the willfulness of dubious handling of no nonsense. Ha 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 ha. Look who's laughing. Come softly to me. D-Z. How do you manage to look at yourselves in the mirror without throwing up after you hit the cringe button? I cast boink you. Whoa, 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keep it.
Okay.
That's one. Okay. C-C-A. It's perfectly normal. You are their slave. You always have a lot of excuses. Shameless Robin Hood juggling amorphous roles. Face in the crowd, rebuff us with such charm. P is on his back heels, depending on you. It's unclear whether he's trustworthy, but it's all burnout for our betterment. Fragile moral righteousness, they gotta stop that. No, you're not being fair, mother. Rude, condescending, or belittling search for an authentic national self. It's not who we are. Complainy, collective action problem accused of showing contempt for staving off pressure to make them conform to societal expectations. Whoa! Uncomfortable humanity. I guess I care for things beyond the human species. You were here. X is his own worst enemy. What do you say you're sorry? This way, nobody becomes a better person or national unit. Never stick your neck out for selling sex appeal and self-esteem whenever it's demographically terminal. It's all hands on deck in terms of who's pandering with derogatory comments, taking offense at consolation via omnidirectional mistrust. Can't reach no moral lesson, heavy with longing and menace to outsmug each other. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. Apology accepted. Don't overpay to be underwhelmed, and don't underpay to be overwhelmed. Some Asperger's-like social ineptitude. Rage keeps me from tears. Who only remembers fear and conformity, complicity, and silence? I know that stuff sounds sort of sarcastic, but anti-feminism degrades your self-esteem. Beginning to try to cut your losses if you're not going to stick around and therefore admit you're guilty. Invertebrate sycophancy, indignated unapologetically. GetFedUpNow.org. Why do you say sorry? People are being indoctrinated in gay marriage so they don't multiply, and in a couple generations there won't be anybody left. Not. When to care less and when not to. The need for extreme ownership comeuppance with rebellious mourning impasses of conscience shutting down the morality police. Either ready to give up at the slightest excuse or already been given up on or envy everyone, else going against the asks and start to lose empathy. The patsy is no victim. So whenever they needed or wanted something, they sent an army to take it from someone else in order to live their lives in luxury. Triste F asterisk 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 uber alles. Nuanced and entangled intimacies with histories of power. Wars, I mean romantic relationships. Fight like us. Fight with us. Fight better than us. Pulling the victim card always, or usually, or sometimes, works. I will cut down anyone who helps get rid of reasonable doubts about guilt, sure to resonate with anyone throwing their own pity party. Verbalize those stage directions. We are sheep. Get off. Get off. Get off. Get off. Snafu. Proactive denigration of general emotional overkill. Better to be overly cautious than underly cautious. That's who we are. This is virtue signal number one. The swamp is coming to get me. Care to dance?
Swamp may be coming to get you, Bruce. Watch out. You never know. The energy and the zombies and clones and the ready-mades is pretty strong. Those zombies, who knew?
You know? Exactly.
That's cool. We're getting to the end of the program. Great to hear the poems. I did have come up with a spontaneous question to ask. If you were to compare your writing to a tool, machine, or instrument, which tool, machine, or instrument would your writing most embody?
Scalpel comes to mind.
Scalpel, that's a really good one. Yeah.
But I like somehow scalpel with a little fur or fuzz on it.
Yeah, finesse.
To complicate things.
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe that would mean you're cleaning up the wound automatically as you're removing the scalpel. It has this little foam attachment to the scalpel.
That's excellent. That is excellent. Well, I was...
Because I do like things small. I like to cut. I like sous chefing in the kitchen for meals, so I can cut up. I like to cut things very small. And that's the work I'm doing, since since I'm not sitting down and writing prose. I mean, this Zombies manuscript was a real departure for me, because I'm not usually collecting sentences or writing sentences or, you know, jamming them together and creating new sentences by putting several together. So usually I'm on these cards that I carry around or what we work with at home, they will have an average of 3 or 4 words on them. That's my word cluster typical amount that I'm operating with.
Well, what was interesting in hearing those works was the prose sound a lot like your poetry. I would not know that this was like horizontally oriented language rather than vertical. It's hard to say. You've been reading for a while, so it could be that the pacing of it was a little like lower, but the energy of the language and the rapid fire thinking, concepts, ideas, words, whatever. Yeah, that's still there.
I think the reason, the basic reason I don't like to read fiction is it just seems I'm too impatient.
Right.
You know, it's not jazzed up enough. It doesn't go quick enough. It doesn't change quick enough. So that's a poet's, you know, perspective on it.
Well, great to talk with you and see you and hear the poems. I'm glad that we get to put them out into the world. This is Poet Radio signing off for November 2024. Guest has been Bruce Andrews. Check out his work online. He's at Penn Sound. He's at UbuWeb. Thank you very much, Bruce.
Well, thanks for having me here.